On the Big Breakfast Catch-Up with Claisey, Matt and Kimber, the wonderful Paul Kelly performs live.
We've got the very unresearched Bachelorette preview.
And we ask, what rules does your partner put on you?
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Claisey, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
This Big Breakfast Catch-Up is for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Allianz.
Yesterday on our rooftop at Mix 94.5, what a treat. When we talk about good life decisions, joining the Mix Club at Mix 94.5 is one of those.
Oh, there are so many reasons, and yesterday was just one of those reasons, to see a living legend, a national treasure, up close and personal, playing his music.
Yeah.
A real private concert.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a real treat. Money can't buy kind of stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Paul Kelly, have a listen to this from yesterday's concert.
Who's going to make the gravy now? It's going to be 100 degrees, even more maybe. But that won't stop the roast. Who's going to make the gravy now? I bet it won't taste the same.
Oh, so good.
So good. Just, and the way he was able to put in that computer glitch into the recording.
It's incredible.
Just brilliant. What a genius.
It was a brief power cut, wasn't it? No, lacking in the power and the talent of this man himself. Nature is the new album. It's out on Friday. Paul Kelly is with us. Good morning.
Good to be here.
Paul Kelly, how does this happen? You were here a year ago releasing another album that was just a super success. You did really well.
Mm.
Did you have leftover songs? Did you think, I'll just whack this on another album, or have you just been busy again?
I had not so much left over, but I had songs written around the same time as Life is Fine. And a few of them were poems I put to music. So that the thing I've been doing lately is putting other people's words to music, like poetry, as well as my own. And that's sort of sped up my songwriting a bit, because it's only, on this record, for instance, there are five poems and the other seven songs are what I wrote. So I guess it's sort of almost halving the work. Because for me, writing the words is the slowest and hardest part. But if you've already got the words there, it seems to be quicker coming up with songs.
Yeah,
so
right.
I didn't actually mean to have a new record out this year, but...
It was an accident.
I went to mine and said, I've got this new... You've got enough tunes for a new record.
Yeah.
And it'd maybe be good to come out. Now, I thought next year,
yeah.
2019. And they all, the head of EMI, John O'Donnell, said, well, let's put it out this year, because they thought, might as well, run a roll. Let's put it out. So I said, okay.
Life is Fine was number one while you're in town in Perth. It's great.
I'm sure writing the words are hard, Paul, but you do them rather well, so don't give up on the writing of the lyrics.
No, I don't think I'll give up. I'll always... I'm always writing things anyway, so that's...
You already put out a lazy seven on this album.
That's
so
right.
That's all. Yeah. Actually, you still find that the mysterious beast writing a song?
Yeah, I just still don't know really how to do it. It just if you hear something interesting, you write it down, and you try and enough things down after a while, and you try and join them up, and you might get the start of a song, and then off you go.
And I guess that's, I've heard you say that after so many years of songwriting or any writer, you start to get a little bit sick of your own words and maybe your own habits. And I guess this is just a new way in. It's another channel into a way of creating something.
Exactly. I've been writing songs for 40 years, and you're right. You start to get sick of... I think all writers get sick of their own habits and their own kind of grooves. And so to start to find a new way to write songs at my age, this is... made me pretty grateful.
And have you got a title for next year's album, Paul? No pressure. I mean, now that you're just doing a 12-monthly release.
Well, I'm working on a collaboration with a classical group, Seraphim, Anna Goldsworthy's classical trio, which is piano, violin and cello. And we're working with a Perth composer, James Ledger, who I've worked with before.
Right.
And it's a show called 13 Ways to Look at Birds. And they're all poems about birds put to music.
Okay.
So I think it's some stage next year. And the show, it premieres at the Adelaide Festival next March, but the bookend of the run of shows will be the Perth Festival 2020.
Oh, you'll need a nasty one about...
I know what, I sort of got next year sort of roughly planned
out. Yeah, that is planned.
Some stage I would like to record that. I don't know if you guys will be playing it on this station. You might. You never know.
But, if it's a bit of a nasty one about magpies, we've got an issue here.
Oh, right. There is a magpie song. Magpie.
Oh, is there? You go.
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
The magpies.
We're looking forward to hearing the rest of Nature. We've got a sneak peek. And Matt said we're listening on Apple Music this morning to a bit of a sneak peek, but we're looking forward to hearing the rest of the album. And good to see you again back in Perth, Paul.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
I don't know. Is it fun to go on? We're talking about Ali, who is the new bachelorette.
Ali Ogins.
Ali Ogins. We're going to catch up with her tomorrow morning. The Bachelor is done and dusted. Goodbye, Honey Badger, and bring in Ali for The Bachelorette, which kicks off on 10 tomorrow night. And for the third time, she's on a dating show.
God.
Yes.
Dating
he is
reality.
Hoping third time. Lucky.
Maybe. She always comes very close, though. Like, with she was in the first season of The Bachelor.
Yeah.
And with Tim Robards, and she was, like, I think the top three, maybe. Okay. And then after that, Love Island, where she fell in love with a bloke straight away, but it fell apart.
I'm so glad you know what's going on. You've been
you
watching
do,
these.
Don't you? Love
You're
Island.
A legend.
So she's back again to find love. And it, right. You know, the big sell is that Ali falls in love with a hat. So this could go anywhere. You know, it's kind of like we've got to keep giving her a chance because she keeps going, this is definitely the one.
But I'm looking for a guy with a hat in this.
I'm a hat.
Captain Paul's hat. Oh, you love her, don't you, Paul?
I think she's cute.
Yeah.
Look, she seems very sweet. They've revealed all the men, though. They've got all the bachelors in there now that she can choose from.
Okay, yeah. Let's find Ali a husband.
We've seen nothing about them. We've only got a photo, a name, what they do for a living, their age, and then a little bit of a basic description about themselves.
Okay.
Who do you like the look of?
Well, I can categorically say that Ali is definitely going to choose a man in an ill-fitting suit. What is going on?
You think so?
These suits are straight off the rack and none of them fit any of them. What? None of them.
No, surely that's, you know, like TV 101.
It is
Find
terrible.
Out their measurements and get the right suit
you can
for them.
Normally pick a guy who doesn't normally wear a suit because his suit looks a bit like Dad's because it probably is.
That's true.
That can be an issue.
That is true.
Mind you, Charlie the Builder, who looks like an early favourite, is not only muscly and a not-so-secret romantic, the 31-year-old has got the perfect suit on.
Well, and Charlie's the front runner because he's hot.
Okay. Yeah, this is
let's face it.
A little bit about Charlie here.
Just wait until you meet Charlie.
I'm here to find somebody to find love.
Tick.
I want the house with the white picket fence.
Tick.
And I want the kids.
Tick.
And I want to settle down. I'm not afraid to say that.
So much for taking things slow. Charlie seems perfect for me. How am I not going to fall in love with this guy? Seriously. Help!
So is it show over or are they leading us down the proverbial garden path?
Yeah, when I say white picket fence, I mean a big wall with razor wire on it.
My favourite thing is that, you know, when they ask the guys a little bit about themselves and their previous relationships, they're really coming up with the goods. Good on you, Paddy, 27-year-old gym manager from Victoria, who said, "I'm scared of commitment." Great start, Paddy.
That's
go to the back
start.
Of the line.
Come on, Paddy.
Maybe Shane, who's a 28-year-old construction auditor from New South Wales, who says, "I'm emotionally underdeveloped."
Yeah,
oh, really?
That's not a good start.
Shane, go and stand behind Paddy.
Some people are too honest, aren't they?
Shane is.
What
oh, that's
doing?
Shane in the sporran and the kilt.
What are they thinking?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't
Let's
understand.
Hope that's not the only place he's underdeveloped. You with me?
What's under there?
Jules, former infantry corporal. A corporal, you know, been to the Middle East, served his country, but probably not a great start to say he's 24. I've never had an adult girlfriend.
Oh dear.
God.
I mean, Ali obviously wants to settle down. That's probably not a great start.
Okay, so close to home is Todd, who's 26, the sales rep. He's from
like
the West.
Him already.
He said, "I love the bad girls, but they continue to say, I'm single because I keep choosing the wrong people." That's probably because you love the bad girls.
Mm. Yes.
So he's hoping that Ali's not a bad girl.
I've got some hope in Ben, the 26-year-old refrigeration mechanic.
Oh, I'm just looking at him too.
He's got a bit of hair like, he's like Matt Pritis meets the Honey Badger.
Yes, he is.
He is, yes.
Right. But what I like about him is that his one deal breaker is that no matter the girl, he doesn't want anyone who's got matching characteristics to the Kardashians.
Okay.
Well, apart from their wealth.
Well, that suddenly makes me a bit more interested in him. I'm like, okay, he wants someone a bit more real.
I think he might be the real McCoy.
Okay.
He's got a nice, I like the cut of his jib, our Ben. I've known a few refrigeration mechanics in my time, and they've been good blokes.
Yeah, I like the look of Paul, 57, traffic reporter, single for a long, long time. Great sense of humour. Just hit the show at 5 to 9.
Yet to be in an adult relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
With a human.
Yeah.
But he does like Ali.
Yeah.
We'll catch up with her tomorrow ahead of the debut on Channel 10 tomorrow night of The Bachelorette.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Here for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance.
Oh, we love the guys at Allianz.
Yeah, thanks for supporting the show, because also like the way that, you know, you do your insurance. You organise everything and we just sit back.
Well, you know, you might be very passionate about your car. I'm not personally, but I know people are.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's your thing, your car... Well, Allianz have got your insurance covered.
Yeah, if your thing is like your music system at home to listen to your Taylor Swift or your AC/DC or whatever it might be, then, you know, Allianz is the team to insure it.
Thanks, Allianz. Thanks for having our backs.
Hang on a minute. Allianz.
Yeah, give them a call or go online. Look, call Allianz on 131000 and check it out.
The Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
Guys, some interesting calls coming through already on this one.
Yeah, we're talking about rules in a relationship. This was after a list was discovered of 22 rules that a young woman had given to her partner. Things like, you are not to look at a single girl.
I quite liked that you're not to hang out with your friends more than two times a week.
Okay, maybe quite a good one. You're never to take longer than 10 minutes to text me back. Who knows where this came from, but and whether they're still together or not.
Hey, I reckon this chick should be on the Bachelorette. What do you reckon?
Could be.
She probably has been. We want to know what rules your partner might have put on you. Tim's in Willerton. Tim, what rules have you got?
No doors to be closed, including the toilet door.
Oh,
what? No doors to be closed.
Is that in your current relationship, Tim?
No, that's definitely in a past relationship.
Was that a lack of trust or just a kind of a phobia?
I think maybe a lack of trust, but never could really get past that one.
So, what about the toilet door? Is that in case you're talking to someone, you're texting someone on the phone, or what's going on there? That's weird.
I don't know, really.
This is the thing. Yeah. Most of the time, those kind of rules in those kind of relationships, we all know which ones I'm talking about, are usually, they just don't make sense.
Yes.
You can try and rationalise, you know, what that's about, and you just go, no, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's weird. Because my wife's got a rule, the door has to be shut when I go to the toilet and sealed. It's not good. Big time.
And Tim, I mean, because I think I'm one for leaving sort of drawers open in the kitchen and whatnot.
Right, okay.
And I can get, like, whether or not that affects me, if someone says to me, that really annoys me, I can understand that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can sort of change my behaviour to
change
do
your habits.
That.
Mm.
But that's not the same thing as having to have the door open for Tim, is it?
Thanks, Tim.
That's very odd.
Yes.
Caroline's in Safety Bay. Caroline, what rules has your partner put on you?
Well, I'm really lucky. I don't really have any rules except honesty, except for one rule. Mm. He is so OCD, and he's got this massive, like, shed workshop, and he's a fishing nut, and everything is in its place.
Yes.
Everything, hooks.
Yep.
Anything at all. I've got a tiny section in the far back, which is nice. I'm not kidding. It's tiny, but everything has to be put back neatly. Even my gardening gloves, he's put hooks, and they have to go back on the hooks. And if I put one thing out of place, he will totally lose it.
but you do it right, Carolyn, because it makes your partner happy.
Well, it makes him happy, so I try and do
it.
But sometimes, like, his brother will come around and move something just to annoy him.
Oh, don't you hate it when people do that? Yeah.
It.
Has he got everything drawn with an outline on the wall? Because that's a worry.
If you saw this thing, you'd be like, oh, my God, this man's got a problem.
Do not move a hook, line or sinker.
But as you know, Caroline, that's your one rule, and you go, I haven't got any others. You can kind of handle that.
Right. Yeah. I'll have to, that's right.
That's all right.
Hey, I'm so glad you guys are back too.
Thanks, Caroline.
Thanks
Cheers.
For having us. Yeah, we're creating rules here. What's the rule that your partner puts on you or perhaps a past partner in South Yandra? G'day, Sue. What's yours?
I'm a bit of the rule maker.
Okay.
And I'm just realising what a bitch I am.
Oh, no.
Love a bit of honesty.
We'll be the judge of that, Sue. Carry on.
Give us some examples, Sue.
All day and he's home. He has to cook dinner or take me out.
Right. Okay.
That's okay.
If I come home and the bed's not made, not happy.
Yep.
Do not want to know anything that happens in the bathroom or smell it.
Sure.
Okay.
Yep. Anything else?
But it's just, I guess I'm so fussy. No ex-girlfriends on Facebook at all.
Okay.
Right, yeah,
okay.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sure a lot of people have got that one.
Yeah.
But he doesn't put any rules on me.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah. But you know, they're not intense rules. I mean, making the bed, you know, is not a really tough one, is it?
But to my standard.
Yeah.
There's a difference.
Yeah. So can I just ask, with the Facebook thing, I do agree with that. I would get very sort of worried if my partner was constantly in contact with exes. But what do you think about sort of birthdays, Christmases, that sort of thing? in terms of saying happy birthday to an ex?
Yeah, that wouldn't bother me. Okay. But, you know, like when you know that they've become friends with an ex while you're together.
I see, yeah.
That's like, no, delete.
Okay. So we don't think you're a bitch. We just pressed our bitchometer, and you just came up as approaching bossy cow. So that's okay. you're all good.
You got ages to go.
Beautiful work. Thanks, Sue.
Okay.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt, and Kimber.
Now, the moment you've been waiting for all morning. It's Captain Paul's joke of the day.
Yeah, this lady was really upset, sobbing next to a car, and she'd locked her keys inside. Anyway, this passing soldier stops and assures her that he can help, and she looks amazed. Anyway, he drops his trousers and rolls them into a tight ball and rubs them against the car.
Yeah. Hmm.
Magically, it opens, and amazed, she said, "How do you do that?" And he goes, "Easy, these are my car keys."
Oh, dear.
That Big Breakfast catch-up was for Allianz Home and Motor Insurance. Ah, Allianz.
Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.